96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about your money tonight. You've always wanted the best for your children, and as they grew, wanted them to learn the value of a dollar. But in these modern times, a lot of adult children are struggling and looking for their parents to help, especially when they come home from college and sometimes later in their 20s, 30s, even beyond. Well, how far is too far when giving them a financial hand? Joining me to talk about this is Washington Post columnist and award-winning author Michelle Singletary. Of course, her column in the Post, The Color of Money. Lines are open. Give me a call right now if you're dealing with this issue with a young adult child or maybe a child that's perhaps not so young. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just good. Pocket's a little empty, but that's why we have you on the air with us right now. So, you know, let's jump right in. You wrote a column about this issue, and you mentioned a survey, some 500 students and 500 parents. The survey suggested that some 65% of those parents expect to support their children for up to 5 years after they graduate from college.
Yeah.
What has happened? Was it the same way a generation or two ago?
You know, I think actually we keep talking about the good old days when you went out there on your own. But really, when you think about it, there were often multi-generational families living in the same household because housing costs a lot, and especially for African Americans, there weren't as many job opportunities. You know, we weren't allowed to go to some colleges. And so those good old days, we were letting people stay in, and there were, you know, mom and dad and grandma, maybe auntie or uncle, who were experiencing some troubles. And I think we need to get back to that. Not everybody needs their own house or apartment, especially in high-cost areas like the area, the DMV area where we live.
Ooh,
and what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not saying that you coddle irresponsible folks, but if your kid just graduated from college, Howard, for example, or some of the wonderful institutions, and has a lot of debt, let them stay at home. Don't charge them rent, and let them aggressively pay off that debt or save so when they go, they stay gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you brought up a really critical point. Just talking to a friend of mine this week, daughter is in grad school, and she's paying $1,900 a month in D.C. for an efficiency.
Right.
Daddy's paying for that. Okay.
That's crazy to me. Especially if you're taking on debt to go to grad school. That's just crazy to me. That's $1,900 that you could be putting towards that debt.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could be saving for when they get out and get a job and need the down payment. You know, when you move in an apartment, you need first month's rent, security deposit. You know, maybe they could save up to pay cash for a car. I mean, I'm just saying, give them a good start so that when they launch, they don't come back. You know, and we're so eager to say, oh, you know, they're going to be ruined if we don't kick them out right when they finish. Well, that's just crazy, especially when there's not as many safety nets as there used to be.
Such as?
Well, for example, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Social Security. So it is falling on more of us to save for our own retirement. That takes extra money in addition to your expenses. You know, pensions, who has a pension anymore? And if you've got one, it might get changed or reduced. And so there's a lot of things that they have to save for. You know, I mean, and again, talk about what, there's not as much affordable housing. And then let's say they get married and have kids, and they got to save for their retirement. They got to save to send their kids to school. There's a lot of pressure on young adults to start off right. And I'm just saying, give them a little breathing room.
Yeah.
You know, don't just kick them to the curb right away. And I mean, but you have to be discerning about it.
That's my question,
right,
too. You know, how much is too much? Okay, say they move back home and they do have, you know, college debt, whether they've gone to a state school or whether
right.
they've gone to, you know, one of those big private colleges. How long should you expect your child to stay at home? What if they have one of those $80,000 college tuition bills?
Mm-hmm. Do they stay home for the $80,000 worth of bills to pay off?
Really?
Absolutely. Because they're paying the equivalent of rent when they pay those debts. And you know what happens to a lot of them?
Mm-hmm.
We push them out. We say, go ahead and get out there. And then they defer the debt. And what happens when you do deferral? And I've run into so many people who do this. So they defer it to try to give themselves some breathing room, right? Some
mm-hmm.
financial breathing room. So when you do that, you are paying interest on interest.
Yeah.
So I meet people who have $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 in debt. By the time they go into payment on that debt, because they've deferred it because they're out there on their own trying to be in an apartment and all, the debt has increased by $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
Well, let me see what our listeners have to say about this, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people going through this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. How much is too much when you're helping an adult child with financial issues, particularly straight out of college? Yolanda, calling from Washington, D.C., what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, go right ahead, Yolanda.
Hi, Michelle, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any idea who this is?
Well, Yolanda, let's get to the question because I got a lot of folks on the phone. Go right ahead, please.
This is Yolanda Waller.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Yolanda. We're
hi.
Good friends. Go ahead. What's your question?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to comment. My children, I have a set of twins that are 25.
They'll be 26. Wow.
And my son stays at my home. He works full-time. He's in school full-time. My daughter is away in college in 2 years. She's getting ready to graduate in December with her undergrad. She just went to school physical therapy and stuff as doctorate. And she kept trying to convince us to not sign a lease for an apartment with three other young ladies on $550 a month. She could not afford it. She stressed. She took out student loans to pay the rent.
Ooh.
Right. For 2 years. Today she moved in with my mother.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, being a college grad, I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for approximately 20 years.
Uh-huh.
If they have to stay there until 45, because, I mean, I'm exaggerating, but when they move out, you want them to be able to stay out.
Okay.
Don't push them out at 30, 31, and they're home for...
Well, Yolanda, thank you. I appreciate your phone call. I want to grab another caller real quick. Greg calling from Ellicott City. Go right ahead, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I have a son who is actually just turned 24 years old, and he has been living at home. He's staying at his girlfriend's house right now with
mm-hmm.
her grandmother, and they don't have any electricity. They supposedly have a child on the way.
Wow.
And it's just been, and she's already got one kid, basically.
Wow.
And I've been, have charging the rent because he didn't say he actually moved out. And I just got him a job, and I think maybe, you know, like what you said, maybe it's probably best to give him some rope and, you know, I'll give him a chance to, you know, establish himself. But he's got a lot to establish and get done.
Without a doubt, Greg.
On the way.
Greg, thank you. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. I'll have Michelle talk about those situations when we come back. We're talking about helping your adult children after college and beyond with some financial troubles that they may have. How far is too far? What are you willing to do? What's your plan to help them with their financial plan? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be right back. Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about your money. How far is too far to go when giving your adult children a financial hand, particularly after college when they return home? I'm talking to Washington Post columnist and award-winning author Michelle Singletary. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Michelle, you heard some of those phone calls, particularly the last guy from Ellicott City, son living with a girlfriend. She has a baby. They got a baby on the way. What happened? What's missing there? Was there a conversation that they needed to have?
Oh, most definitely. Now, I got so much that we don't have enough time for the show.
Keep it short.
Now, see, here's the difference. This is this line that I was talking about. Now, see, those two adults are acting totally grown, making decisions that are costing a lot of money, not just for them, but, you know, for the future children. So I'm thinking, in this situation, you got to practice some tough love. Both of them, you know, you need to sit down and talk about, you know, how are they going to bring in some income? And honestly, this sort of whole living together and trying to do all this kind of stuff, I'm just saying that's some issues with that right there.
Oh, that's another show.
That's another show.
Right, but go ahead.
So, you know, in those cases, you're going to have to practice some little tough love, because the more you supplement those situations, the more they're going to be irresponsible because they can afford to be, because you're bailing them out. In those situations, you don't bail people out. Now, you're going to help the children, but those adults, they got to do some things for themselves.
Interesting. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Jackson, calling from Gaithersburg. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi. This is a statement I want to make. I think, to myself, I think this whole process has to start at a very early age. You know, planning, preparing, and talking to your child. Because each child is different. If you have a child that's a parasite that just wants to feed on you and take money, then it's a different story. If you have a child that is struggling, trying to make it, I think it's best to try to help the child as much as you possibly can. Because the point is, if you don't, then you're going to be winding up maybe taking care of the child or paying for finances for a long period of time. You hope to separate. I mean, my daughter, for example, I guess I'm lucky because she really doesn't want anything from us, even though she's not struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate that she got scholarship, full scholarship undergrad. She has a full scholarship in grad.
Okay. Well, Jackson, I got to go. I appreciate your phone call and your parenting advice. I'll ask Michelle about that in just a few seconds. If you're on the phone, Sean, Maryland, Marie, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Quiet Storm, the original Quiet Storm with Jeff Rowell, is coming your way on 96.3 WHUR in just a few seconds. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us.